It is time once again here on Robinhood Radio to bring in Willie Hallahan. SportingACause.com is the website that goes over just a whole myriad of events that are sports related that are fundraisers. Willie, good to speak to you again today.
Likewise, Marshall. Happy spring, I think.
Well, yeah, it is. Up on the hill where I lived, we got about an inch or 2 inches of fluffy snow on the surfaces, but it's all gone now, thank gosh.
Yep. And the sun's out. It's going to hit close to 70 today, and life is good.
Well, speaking about close to 70 today, we were just talking about this before we got on the air. The spring splash is today.
Yes, it is. It's the last cold water event on my calendar. There are lots of water-related jump-in-the-cold-water events throughout the cold months, the winter months. But the spring splash over at the Grove in Lakeville, it benefits two very worthy causes, the Jane Lloyd Fund, which most people know about, which provides funding for people who have been diagnosed with cancer and because of the treatments and so forth can't work. It helps with their living expenses, and it's a very popular cause in our area and largely embraced by people for those very good reasons. But they split the proceeds from this event with the John Rice Housatonic FFA Alumni Scholarship Fund, which is also very very worthy. And that's something anybody listening to this broadcast now can make it to the Spring Splash. So registration is at noon. A lot of people sign up ahead of time, but you can just go there and sign up at noon to participate. They ask for a $25 donation or pledges if you've gone around to your neighbors and said, I'm going to splash if you give me some money. And then the splash itself is at 1 in the afternoon. But I suggest you get there. You know, once everything's all organized, the splash itself doesn't take very long. You know, groups of people, like there'll be groups from all of the private schools, Berkshire School, Salisbury Boys School, Hotchkiss, all send buses. There'll be Housatonic kids there, and they each jump in as a group and jump out, and it's fun to watch. But they go in one after another, and it doesn't take very long, the actual event. So if you want to come and watch, get there before 1, because if you get there about 10 after, quarter after, you might have missed it. I wrote my blog about it this week. Even if you're not prone to jumping into cold water, but you just want to go and be a participant, you can certainly go watch, make a donation. They're accepting donations whether you splash or not, and it's just a very worthwhile cause for sure. Also today, there was a hand-in-hand 5K run over on the walkway over the Hudson this morning. That's probably just about wrapping up as we speak. And that was organized by Maple Brook School, and it benefits the Panichi Family Foundation, which operates through the Mid-Hudson Regional Hospital Network. And it addresses children with a variety of conditions, including autism a bunch of other conditions. And this is April is World Autism Month, so it's coordinated with that. And I know I talk more about events than causes, but on my website, they weigh equally in my mind. The calendars are full of sporting events, but they're also full of causes, too. And my blogs tend to reflect more information about the causes. And autism, people might not realize this, but over the last decade or so, the diagnoses of autism have almost tripled. It used to be, say a dozen years ago, 1 in 150 children were diagnosed with autism. It's down to 1 in 59 now. And that doesn't necessarily mean that their triple, autism has increased by that much, but the diagnosis, our ability to diagnose has probably increased. But anyway, it's a major issue. And the hand-in-hand walk helps in their way to address that in our area. Today is the next-to-the-last ham shoot over at the Northwest Connecticut Rod and Gun Club. They start shooting at 11. It's a fun event, family event. They get a lot of people turn out for this, by the way. Next weekend will be the last one. It's the weekend before Easter. That wraps up the shoot, and they have an Easter egg hunt for the little ones at the end of the shoot. So if you got little ones, next weekend might be the next Sunday would be the time to go to the ham shoot. And then today is a spring splash. So we've got a lot going on. Also, just not incidentally, because I'd like to shed light on some of the sponsors. There are three organizations that do a lot for the Spring Splash. And one is Dino's Pizza, Harney and Sons Tea, and the Salisbury Volunteer Ambulance Crew. They're very instrumental in making sure that the Spring Splash is a success.
We're lucky around here because businesses tie on to events like this.
Yeah, they do,
and really do help. Yeah.
And not only that, but they do more than their share, I would say. I'm not sure that's the right way to put it, but small town businesses get hit up all the time for causes. I know there are some of the larger businesses, White Hart, for example, and restaurants and so forth. They get multiple solicitations a day for causes, some local, some in the surrounding area, and they're faced with the decision-making process. I mean, who do I fund? You can't help everybody. So some have a cause, and that's all that they donate to, and they put all of their resources, their donation resources, into one cause. Others try to do a little bit for everybody, but clearly the small-town businesses get hit up more than anybody else, and I try as best I can on my website to shed light on those businesses because they deserve it. They never get enough credit. I mean, it's not like it's advertising for them because they never seem to get the recognition for all that they do. So I try to do my little part for that. Now, and then next weekend, it's a final egg, the final ham shoot with the Easter egg hunt afterwards. Ham and egg, I guess you could call it. And then after that, the weekend of Easter, there's not much going on. There's a Bring On the Heat 5K in Bethlehem, and there's the Ride One Rally down at Lime Rock Park. This is a new event. It's a motorcycle rally that starts at various locations in the state and ends up at Lime Rock Park. And I forget the cause. It's a very worthwhile cause. I just slipped my mind. I know. It's the Michael J. Fox Foundation for Parkinson Research. That's the main cause of Lime Rock Park. Lime Rock also helps about a dozen local causes, but the Michael J. Fox Foundation is their main charity. And that happens on Saturday the 20th. And then we're into May, and things really explode in the beginning of May. Just to give you an example, on May 4th, that's a Saturday, I have six events on that day alone, and there are 10 events for the weekend. They include the beginning of the golf tournament season. There are a bunch of runs. There's a softball tournament. There's the event for the Kentucky Derby social in Canaan, and actually it's at Noble this year. So they're all, you know, that, and from there on, the calendar just explodes with all kinds of events. So we've got the last of the lull coming up, and then all heck breaks loose with events as spring takes hold.
Well, we're set for spring, I can tell you that.
Yes, we are. We're ready. People are ready. People are ready to get their golf clubs out. They're ready to run in races in their running shorts instead of sweatsuits. And everybody's ready.
It's and for Lime Rock to be open really is a sign that, hey, spring is here. The big thing will be the Sharon Daycare when they have their road race.
Yes,
that really shows you that you're into spring and summer, even though some days we've had sleet on that.
and that's one of the Sharon Classic is one of those events on the 4th. So it's too bad when you think about it. There are all these worthy event, fun events and worthy causes, and they tend to bunch up. There are only so many weekends, you know, in the season, and so events tend to cluster into a few, and the Sharon Classic is one of those for May 4th, but there are other ones too, and there are actually some events that people can do more than one. You know, like you can go to a softball tournament, or you can go to the Kentucky Derby Social and also participate in a run. So it behooves you, if you're interested, to go to the calendars on Sporting a Cause and check it out.
Willie, we will check with you next week.
Okay, Marshall, thank you so much as always.